Welcome back. In this lesson, we're dialing in one of the most important, most invisible when it's right skills in jungle and drum and bass, tight ghost snare placement. Ghost snares are those quiet little support hits that make a beat feel like it's rolling forward. When they're placed well, your groove feels alive. When they're messy, your whole drum pattern starts to feel kind of smeared, even if your main kick and snare are hitting right. By the end of this, you'll have a clean one-bar loop and a simple two-bar variation around 172 BPM, with a main snare on 2 and 4, and ghosts that sit in classic jungle pockets. We'll also talk about how to keep them tight using velocity, note length, choke groups, and a little bit of groove without turning the beat into spaghetti. All right, let's build it. First, set your tempo to 172 BPM. Now create a new MIDI track and drop a drum rack on it. Load a main snare onto one pad. Pick something punchy and fairly short. Then load a ghost snare onto a different pad. You can use the exact same sample if you want, but it often helps to use a slightly shorter or softer version for ghosts. And here's a big workflow win. Keeping ghosts on their own pad means you can EQ and shape them separately. That's one of the secrets to keeping ghost notes present without them sounding like extra snares. Now create a one-bar MIDI clip. Go into the MIDI editor. We're going to start with the anchor snare, the roll of jungle, snare on beat 2 and beat 4. If you're on a 16th note grid, that's step 5 and step 13 in the bar. Place those two main snare hits, then set their velocity somewhere around 105 to 120, depending on your sample. You want them confident and consistent. This is your backbeat. Everything else is decoration around it. At this point, hit play. You should have a super basic two-step style skeleton. Just the backbeat. Now we add the ghosts. Here's the main concept I want you to remember. Think in gravity zones around the backbeat. For beginner jungle programming, the tightest, most reliable ghost placements are usually the 2/16ths surrounding each main snare, 1/16th right before the snare, and 1/16th right after. So we'll use a simple, classic pattern that works in a ton of jungle contexts. Main snares are on steps 5 and 13. Ghost snares go on steps 4, 7, 12 and 15. Let's place those now on your ghost snare pad. Step 4 is 1/16th before beat 2. That's your lead in. It pulls you into the snare. Step 7 is 1/16th after beat 2. That's the release. It gives you that little tail of momentum. Step 12 is 1/16th before beat 4. Another lead in. Step 15 is 1/16th after beat 4. Another release. Now the most important part, velocity. This is where beginners usually go wrong. Because the rhythm can be correct, but the feel is wrong. Use velocity pairs so it feels intentional. The lead-in ghosts should be slightly stronger than the after ghosts, because psychologically and musically, the lead-in is like pulling you toward the snare, and the after ghost is like letting go. So set step 4 to around 45, step 7 to around 30, set step 12 to around 45 again, step 15 to around 25 or 30. If you want a wider range later, that's fine, but this gets you into the right zone. Now play the loop. You're listening for a specific result. When the ghosts are in, the beat should start to roll. When you mute the ghost pad, the beat should feel like it loses its forward motion, but it shouldn't feel like the snare pattern changed. That's the test. Now let's make them tighter, because placement is only half the story. Tightness is also note length and overlap. Select your ghost notes and shorten their length a lot. Think tiny. If you need a number, aim for around a 1/64th to a 1/32nd length. The exact value isn't sacred. The idea is, ghosts shouldn't ring out. They're taps, not full snare hits. Then click your ghost snare pad and open the simpler controls inside the drum rack chain. Make sure you're in one-shot behavior, turn on snap if it helps, and reduce decay a little if the sample is lingering. Now for an optional trick that instantly cleans things up. Choke groups. In the drum rack, put both the main snare and the ghost snare in the same choke group. What this does is prevent overlap. So if a ghost hits near a main snare, they won't smear into each other and build a cloudy midrange. This one move often solves what people think is a timing problem, when it's actually just too much overlap. Before we touch timing, do a quick reality check. Turn your monitor volume down. Not mute, just low. If the groove still rolls at low volume, your ghost notes are doing their job. If you only notice them when it's loud, they might be too subtle, or they might be too similar in tone to your main snare and just disappearing. Now let's add groove, but carefully. A big mistake is moving ghost notes way off grid trying to get breakbeat swing. Jungle is funky, but it's also controlled. If your ghosts are obviously late, it stops rolling and starts stumbling. Option 1. Keep everything on the grid and use Ableton's groove pool. Open the groove pool. Try Swing 16-55 as a starting point, not because it's magic, but because it's a good subtle swing that doesn't wreck the grid. Apply it to your clip with timing around 10 to 20%. Keep velocity influence low, maybe 0 to 10%. Random, super low, like 0 to 5%. Play it. If it starts to sound drunk, back the timing amount down. We're going for forward motion, not a wobble. Option 2. Manual micro nudging. If you really want that human push-pull, nudge only a couple of ghost notes by 1 to 3 milliseconds. Not 10, not 20, 1 to 3. A simple rule, if you can clearly hear that a ghost note is late, it's probably too late. Ghosts are supposed to feel like tension and release, not like the drummer missed the beat. Now let's shape the sound so the ghosts cut through without taking over. Go to the ghost snare pad chain and add EQ8. High pass it around 150 to 250 Hz to get rid of low junk that doesn't help. If it's boxy, dip a little around 400 to 700 Hz. And if it needs a bit more stick, give it a tiny boost in the 3 to 6 kHz area. Tiny, you're not turning it into a main snare. Then add drum bus. Use a light drive, like 2 to 8%. Crunch near 0 to 10%. And here's the key control, transients. Push transients up, maybe plus 5 to plus 20, so the ghost's attack speaks even at a low level. Turn boom off for ghosts. Boom is cool, but ghosts usually don't need extra low-end weight. If your ghosts still jump out unpredictably, add a compressor after that, lightly. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Only aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This isn't about smashing. It's about keeping the taps controlled. And as a general mix guideline, your ghost snare pad will often sit 8 to 15 dB quieter than your main snare. That's normal. Now let's turn this into a two-bar jungle feeling, because Riedel Jungle rarely feels like it resets every single bar with no conversation. Duplicate your clip to two bars. Bar 1. Keep your basic pattern. Ghosts on 4, 7, 12, and 15. Bar 2. Change just one thing. One move. You can move the after ghost from step 7 to step 8. That pushes it later and gives a slightly different lilt. Or keep step 7. And add a super quiet extra ghost somewhere like step 10 with a velocity around 20 to 30. This is a huge mindset shift. Jungle variation doesn't mean adding tons of notes. It often means one small change that makes the loop feel like it's responding. If you want a clean rule to follow, the single extra rule. In bar 2, add only one extra ghost, very quiet, so it reads like momentum instead of a new rhythm. Now, a couple quick pro style upgrades if you want darker or heavier DNB energy without making things louder. 1. Layer a ghost tick. Under your ghost snare, layer a tiny rim, stick, vinyl click. Something super short, high pass it aggressively, like 1 to 3 kHz, keep it short, and blend it so low you almost don't notice it. The benefit is that on small speakers, the ghost rhythm stays readable without needing more volume. 2. Subtle saturator. Put saturator on the ghost chain, soft clip on, drive 1 to 4 dB. Again, you're not going for distortion, you're going for slightly more edge so the transient speaks. 3. Micro room depth. Send only the ghosts to a very short room reverb. Decay 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. Then high pass the reverb return so you're not washing the mix. Keep it subliminal. This makes the ghosts sit behind the main snare, but still feel physical. And one last glue trick. If your main and ghost snares feel like two different instruments, put them both into a snare group bus and add very gentle saturation or very gentle compression. Just to make them feel related. Like the same drummer, same kit, same space. Let's cover the common mistakes fast so you can self-diagnose. If the ghosts are too loud, you'll hear extra snares. That's not ghosting anymore. That's a new pattern. If there's too much swing, the groove starts to slur instead of roll. Start subtle. If you're processing main and ghost exactly the same, your ghosts will poke out weirdly or clash in tone. Separate chains help a lot. If your ghost notes have long tails, you get mid-range buildup and the groove loses clarity. Shorten the decay and consider choke groups. And don't over-program. 2 to 5 good ghosts per bar will beat 12 messy ones every time. Now, quick 10-minute practice so you can lock this in. Make a 1-bar loop at 172 BPM. Play kick on beat 1 and beat 3. Keep it simple. Main snare on 2 and 4. Add ghosts at steps 4, 7, 12, 15 with velocities 45, 30, 45, 25. Add swing 16-55 with timing around 15%. Then do the most important a/B test. Mute the ghost pad, then unmute it. The loop should suddenly start rolling when the ghosts come back. Extra credit. Make it 2 bars and change one ghost in bar 2. One move only. Alright, recap. Jungle ghost snares are about placement and control, not loudness. Start with the anchor snare on 2 and 4. Place ghosts in the gravity zones around each main hit. One before, one after. Use velocity pairs. Lead in a bit stronger, after ghost a bit softer. Keep note lengths short. Fix overlap with decay and choke groups, and add groove subtly so it's funky but still tight. When you've got it right, your beat feels like it's leaning forward even if nothing is busy. If you tell me what vibe you're aiming for, like classic 90s jungle, modern deep, jump up, or techie roller, and whether you're using clean one-shots or gritty break chops, I can suggest a few ghost patterns and sound choices that translate perfectly to that style.